Hola, ¿qué tal, amigos? ¿Cómo están? Muy buenas noches. Feliz miércoles. Bienvenidos a su programa Grace Radio Live. Gracias por acompañarnos, gracias por sintonizarnos esta noche en una programación especial de Grace Radio Live. Soy Grace Rorick y les doy la más cordial bienvenida a esta programación especial de esta noche, donde tenemos una big surprise. No se vaya, no se mueva, porque en unos segundos solamente les voy a decir de qué se trata. Hoy comenzamos un nuevo podcast. Así es que voy a presentar a ustedes nuestras dos nuevas presentadoras aquí en el estudio y vamos a conocerlas. ¡Vamos a conocerlas! ¡Bienvenidas! ¡Bienvenidas! Por aquí tenemos un nuevo podcast comenzando esta noche. Estamos grabando en vivo y en directo, transmitiendo para todos ustedes con muchísimo gusto desde la ciudad de Menifee, desde los estudios de Grace Radio Live. Aquí transmitiendo para todos ustedes. Y aquí vamos a introducir a nuestras nuevas conductoras. Por aquí tenemos dos niñas bonitas, inteligentes, que quieren compartir con ustedes. Y comenzamos así. Por aquí tenemos a...
Hi, I'm Katie. How are you guys?
Hi, I'm Zoe. And I'm good. Thanks for asking. How are you?
I'm good.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah.
Bienvenidas a su nuevo programa, su nuevo podcast. ¡Aplausos para ellas! Gracias, gracias, querida audiencia. Bueno, ¿cómo se llama su programa?
KZ Teens in Action.
¡Yay! Muchas, muchas gracias y muchas felicidades. Así comenzamos. Bueno, vamos a hacerles unas preguntitas a nuestras nuevas conductoras. ¿Cómo es que nace este podcast?
So, this was my mom's idea, but me and Katie loved this idea. We really love this idea, and it's just something we wanted to really do to help everyone, and especially the teens.
So, what is the purpose of the podcast, Katie?
The purpose of the podcast today is to help the everybody, but especially the teens, to get in the right path and go more to Jesus and not go in the wrong path.
Great. I love that idea. For how long have you two been friends?
We've been friends since 2020. And that's already 2024, so we've been friends for 4 years now.
Couple things that you guys have in common.
A couple of things that me and Zoe have in common is we both like the same favorite colors. We both like purple and blue. And then we both love Jesus. We both want to get in the right path. And we both also really like video games and yeah.
Wow, that is so, so great. I love that. Okay, so what are you guys going to share with us tonight?
So today we're going to be talking about Esther, who was an orphan, who was a queen.
Wow.
Well, who turned into a queen at once.
I love that story. So what about you, Katie? Are you excited to share about the Queen Esther?
Yeah, so I'm excited to be sharing about Queen Esther because it's my first time doing something like this. And I really want to learn more about God and to teach you guys more about God.
Wow, that's so great. Well, let's start it. And the time is yours.
So what we wanted to start with is that Esther was an orphan. Her mom died, and let's all give a moment of silence for Esther's mother
and father.
Okay, let's get back into it. Okay, so Esther was an orphan. She got adopted by her uncle.
Esther. So Queen Vashti, really didn't follow the king's commands, and everybody who was like officials of the king and helped the king noticed that she wasn't following directions or any of that. So the king assembled like this little like thing to find another beautiful and young queen to replace Queen Vashti.
Okay, so he also made a new decree that was saying that all the women, all the wives had to respect and basically honor their husbands. And the husbands got to say whatever they pleased. So that means that the king, whoever his new wife was going to be, they said that unless your name is called, you cannot go up to the king at all, or else there'll be consequences.
One of the things that happened with Esther was that she was like the queen's maid, the king's maid took her. And the king gave her like new clothes, new perfumes, and stuff to look good for the king. And then that Queen Esther, since Zoe said that nobody was allowed to go like close to the king without permission. Sure. Esther got to go in front of the king and like talk to him, and nothing happened to her. So,
and we also wanted to add that Queen Esther, before she was chosen, everyone loved her. And especially the king, because when he first knew her and she first stepped in front of him, she had the favor of God. She was a Jew. She was Jewish, so she supported basically every Jew in the country or state.
The Jewish well, Queen Esther, Haman, he became like one of the king's like officials, and then Mardukio, he like told on Haman that he was like an enemy of the Jews, and then for that Haman wanted to kill all the Jews he wanted to kill all of them.
He wanted to kill all the Jews because he hated them. He did not support the Jews. And Queen Esther and all the Jews, even the animals, they didn't eat for 3 days.
They were fasting and praying.
They were fasting and praying, and they didn't even feed the animals any food or water. And it's very good. It's really cool just seeing animals not even eating, but they're fasting for something good. And like Katie was saying, Harmon he was against all the Jews. He wanted to kill all of them. And he was just basically like, he was the evil character in the story. He was the evil character. You know, in practically most stories, there's an evil character in, like, the princess movies and Disney. There's always an evil character. Well, the story has an evil character, and that's Harmon.
Yes. Harmon was like, he told the king that he wanted to make this, like, new decree to kill all the Jews, and then the king he agreed, and he said, okay, well, like, as you could, like, decide if you wanted to kill them or not. So then Esther found out that all of that was happening, and Esther like, took charge and told all the Jews to go and, like, fast, as Zoe was saying. And so they were able to, like, eat, drink night or day, for the same reason, because Harmon wanted to kill all of them, and they were just praying to God that everything would turn out okay, and that nothing happened to them. So they started preparing for all of that.
And I think I see some comments coming in. If you have any questions, my mom is taking track about that, and she'll tell us the questions. We'll ask her if there's any questions that you guys have, and we'll answer. And back to what we're saying. So I'm going straight back to the beginning. So in the beginning, everyone loved Esther before she even stepped foot in front of the king. Everyone loved her because, like, they all talked to her, and they knew that she had a kind heart, and she was a beautiful young woman. And like I was saying, how her mother died, her mother's name was Abigail. If that's how you pronounce it. It's a pretty name, honestly. It sounds like our friend's name, Abigail, but Abigail instead.
Yeah.
Which is really funny. So we call her Abby. And it's really just interesting how your mother died, don't have a father, don't have a mother, and you have to get adopted by your uncle. Maybe you even never met your uncle. Maybe you don't even know him. Maybe you never even seen him. And it's hard for her. It's hard. I've never been in her shoes, but I understand how she feels. That must feel difficult. Growing up, your mother dying, and then just suddenly going with your uncle. That's surprising. It's a big step in life. That's hard to take. And I wanted to compare this to reality because I feel like this is a good step for people, especially kids who get adopted. Kids who don't have a father and their mother died, or they don't have a mother and their father died. It's sad to know that they have to get adopted either by someone they never met before or someone in their family. And it's scary, and you don't want to go by that. I know nobody does want to get adopted by someone they don't know. Very, like, seriously, you're getting adopted by a random person when you're in an adoption center. But you should know that if you have a great family, that's what you should be grateful of. But not a lot of people are grateful to have a mother or a father. And I'm grateful to have a mom, and I'm grateful to have a dad. Katie is grateful to have a mom. She's very grateful to have her dogs. I'm grateful to have my animals. She's grateful to have Chiquita, her beautiful, amazing dog. I wish we could put a picture right here. Beautiful she is. We can't lie. But you should know that you should always be grateful for your family and for friends and your animals. Like, seriously, I want a picture of Chiquita right here. Right here. Of how beautiful she is. She's so small and she's so cute. Okay, I'm getting ahead of myself with Chiquita here. Go ahead, Katie.
So, as Zoe was saying that like, it's hard to like, get adopted. Those who are, in, like, orphans, it's hard to get adopted by someone who you don't know because, like, you know, it's hard.
You're scared.
Yeah, you're scared because you don't know them. But God, just if you have God in your life, He'll always lead you to great. He always have great potential for you. So He'll never fail you. He'll always be by your side. Just know that He'll always be by your side and never give up on Him because He's the best thing that could happen.
What will you guys say to all those teenagers that are watching or are going to watch this video, like, later? If they don't have any family member, if they are orphans like the Queen Esther, if they were adopted by a family member, somebody else that they didn't even know, but the person helped them out, what would you tell them? Because I think a lot of teenagers out there think that their life don't have any purpose. So the Queen Esther, she was an orphan kid, adopted by her uncle. And we can see the story in the Bible. She has a wonderful ending of her life. She ended up being the queen, Esther. So what would you guys tell all those teenagers that feel hopeless and all that?
Well,
I would say don't be scared. I know it's hard, especially being a teenager, and maybe you're 17 and your birthday's coming up, and I think they're going to let you go because you're an adult. And you're not going to be an orphanage anymore. And you're going to have to just move on in life without a mom or a dad. And you're just going to have to do things by yourself. And I know that's hard. But when you have God, there's always a way to... He'll always find a way to help you and guide you. You just have to pray. Fasting is also good. It helps. And it's just good to stay faithful and stay happy. Stay alive, stay free, could find some friends here like this one, and just, like, honestly, the only friend you really need is God, but, like, if you find someone like this girl right here, then you'll need her, because Katie is a big step in my life, and when I met her, I felt like a spot in me kind of opened up, because I felt happy. I felt like I had another sister that's the same age as me. I felt like I had a sister. I felt like she wasn't my twin, but, like, she's my little sister because I'm older than her. I'm the oldest one here. Well, not oldest one, but you know what I mean. And what are you doing here? Just show who's the oldest and who's the youngest. Anyways, back to what we were saying. Don't be afraid to move on. Don't be afraid to get away from the past. And it's going to be hard. There's a lot of things that happened in my past when I was little. There's a lot that happened that maybe in Katie's life in the past. There's maybe a lot that happened where I've lost animals. Maybe Katie has too. I've lost some birds, cats, chickens. They took even my goat away. And it's just a lot to handle. Like, I lost one of my best friends that was a cat. His name was Treyo. Oh, my God. I loved him so much. I got so sad when I heard he passed away. My mom told me right after school. I was crying, probably upset the whole entire day. I was so upset because we lost Luna too. And I got so sad that I heard one of my best friends just die. Not a human. I don't care if it's a human or not. It's my cat. And I loved him. He was the most adorable cat ever. And he had a twin sister. And I don't know if he can hear me or not, but I want him to know that I love you, Estrello. I don't know what you've been through when you were little. I don't know how my dad got you. And I'm just really happy that I had you in my life. And it's a lot to take in because he's my best friend.
Sorry. So as Zoe was saying, yeah, it's difficult sometimes because, like, you go through hard times. Like, if you're an orphan, you don't have anyone to, like, talk to. But just know that if you have God, like, you can do anything in your life. Like, he always listens to you. Like, he's if you don't have any friends, he's actually the only friend who, like, he'll care about you. He knows everything about you. He created you. You're made in his own image. So if, like, you ever think that you're not pretty enough or you're not, like, you're ugly and stuff, don't think like that, because God made you in his own image and that's how he wanted you to be. So, like, don't think stuff like that, because you're pretty in your own way. You're like, you always have him by your side, and don't think like that, because, like, you're pretty. You have potential in your life. So, like, just don't think like that. Yeah.
Like the Queen Esther,
mm-hmm.
She was an orphan and she wasn't a rich person.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe she was thinking that she didn't have any good future in front of her, but God changed all of it. And she ended up being the Queen
mm-hmm.
Esther. So that can happen to anyone, right?
Yeah. Even if you don't, honestly, this is what I think it, but not all the time is true, but sometimes it is. The things you least expect always happen, but not always. I don't know. I just like thinking that way because everything that I don't expect sometimes in my life always happens. Like losing my cat. I did not expect that to happen that day. I was literally waiting to see my cat when I was going home. I was waiting to go up to him, run up to him, hug him, probably squeeze him to death, but that it was okay. Because that's just how I treat him. I love him so much, but I don't really love him anymore. So why? But I learned that the least that you expect always happens. So never lose hope about it, because you never know. You could find... like a perfect friend, probably perfect, like maybe not even perfect, but like maybe you could find a perfect friend, but the least that you expect, you can lose her. Like maybe you never expect it to happen, but it's a big step to take. I've lost many friends before, but I'm not letting it stop me from continuing of what I want to do. I don't let those people stop me or hurt me, especially like my mom said. She told me this not so long ago. I don't remember the exact words she said, but the moscas, the flies, they annoy you. But once the fly is all gone, you feel better. You're not getting annoyed anymore. I don't really remember her exact words, and I hope she remembers. I'm at
when the
flies. You remember?
Yeah, because one of the kids that you thought that she was your friend, she was hurting you, she called you very ugly and painful words for you. And you were hurting, you were crying.
Oh, yeah.
And then you were crying so much for her because she broke your heart like a friend. And then I told you that when somebody hurts us in any way, are that there's people that we need to get away from them.
They're fine.
We love them. We are not rude to them. We forgive them, but we need to stay away from the people that try to hurt us, because what a flight does, they come and they make a lot of noises, and then when they stop on top of a plate with food or whatever they stop on, they just leave poop. They don't leave nothing good. See? And you don't eat that food. You throw that away because that's disgusting. Who wants to eat food with flies on top? But you don't need flies in your life.
True. I'm not talking. She's not saying that I'm actually going to throw my friend away. I'm not going to throw
him. No. But we are talking like a symbolic way. But
like, I know you feel it. Like, I know you want to feel like you want to beat them or something. I know you want to probably throw your sibling in the trash sometimes.
Do you remember about the beef? We talk about the flies.
Yeah.
We talk about
and the
bees. What bees,
the bees
do?
The bees sting you. They hurt you. They leave like a mark right there and it itches. It hurts.
But they make something. They make honey.
Yeah, they make
that
honey.
Is good. That help us to be alive. So they bring something good in your life, but not the flies.
But I know how you guys feel. Like, imagine you're fighting with your sibling. That happens to me and my brother a lot. Like, this probably happens to every sibling in the world. Like, I never get along with my sibling, and he never gets along with me. And that's just how we are. That's how we show our love. We still love each other. We still care about each other, even though we fight all the time. But, and you feel, sometimes you feel like you just want to smack him as hard as you can with all your strength, or throw him in a trash can. Like, I feel that all the time. Trust me, I do. But I love him, I care about him, and I think it as a bee. He annoys me, but he loves me, and he does good for me. He does good for me.
Bring like, good things in your life.
Yeah. Like, Katie, talk about your relationship with your brother.
Well, it's basically the same thing as her. We don't get as, like, you know, as her as her brother. It just is, like, we don't get along. We do get along, but, like, we just joke around like that, you know? And then, but, like, I still know he cares about me. We still love each other. We still care. And, like, you know? So, like, as they were talking about, like, that, like, if someone betrays you, like, don't feel bad, because that's, like, God's plan. Whenever, like, someone leaves you or something, he always have someone better for you waiting. To, like, show you more, lead you more to his path, and, like, do better stuff for you. Because, like, maybe that friend that left you wasn't good, and like, maybe, like, they were leading you to bad stuff. They were doing that. They were, like, peer pressuring you. And, like, that's why God decided to take them out of their life and put someone better in there, so they'll actually help you and not lead you to bad stuff. So, like, whenever a door closes, there's always one that opens.
Yeah. So, when my mom told me this, it made me realize a lot of things. It also made me laugh. And I remember that some of my friends felt the same way. Not Katie, but, like, some of my other friends from the school. The same things happened to them about other friends. And we talked about it, and they talked with a counselor at my school. Which is very awesome, by the way. Her name is Miss B. Oh, my God. She is, she's an absolute angel. She helps us everything. She is so nice. She's so sweet. She understands everybody. And I love that about her. Everyone loves her. And just loves it. And, like, she's always happy with everyone. She's happy. And she told me once, I was with my friend Maylene, and she was like, every time I see you guys laughing and smiling and just running around, it always makes me smile when we're having a bad day. So this is what I like to do. I don't like to be upset at school. When I'm at school, I smile, I'm happy, I'm loud, I'm hyper, I'm weird, I'm different. I love being different from others. I'm not the same. You can ask this woman right here. Ask her. If you meet her in real life, if you meet her, like, tomorrow, ask her. I am very different
from everyone. I'm probably the most different person she ever met in her life. But that's just how I am. That's how I love to be. I love being hyper. I care about my friends. I'm hyper with them. I'm mean with them. But that's how I show my love. They do it to me, too. And that's just how I am. I love being different from others. I don't like it when people are all the same. Same style, same clothes, same shoes, same hair, same everything. That's why I change my hair a different color than my friend. Hope you guys like it. Anyways.
Okay. So, as I was, like, talking about how, like, whenever, like, door closes when opens, that's the same thing that happened with Esther. She wasn't the richest person. She wasn't, like, she didn't have the best life because she was an orphan. She was poor. And, you know, stuff like that that happened to Esther. But then a door opened, which was her meeting the king and becoming queen, Esther.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So, I'm going to go back to the book. I'm going to stop, like, bringing reality here. I'm going to bring this in. Oh, what?
You guys would like to say some parts of the story in Spanish. So, the audience in Spanish can understand.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Something.
Here.
No, that's fine. That's fine.
Here.
Just share whatever.
Estamos diciendo que hay gentes que te dejan. En vida, como maybe tu mamá, tu papá te dejan para malo o se mueren.
Por la historia de la reina Esther que uh-huh. están contando.
Y como los gentes como amigos, amigas, y ahí te dejan. Y mi mamá está diciendo como son moscas. Dejan todo popo encima, como están dejando malas cosas ahí. Están dejando malas cosas a ti, están diciéndote malas cosas. Eso es lo que pasó a mí. Y están diciendo que when ya se van los moscas, when ya se van, ya, when como ya.
Te dejaron un daño, uh-huh. te dejaron un daño.
Sí, te dejaron. Pues, encima de todo eso, when ya la dejas, y ya como los ruidos ya están todos, bye. Ya estás calma, estás más feliz porque no como
ya
hay
se
algo.
Fueron, ya no hay
sí.
ruido.
Sí, que no. ¿Quién le gusta eso? ¿Quién le gusta eso? ¿Quién? ¿Quién? Ay, yo no. No la mato. Yo no le. Me gustan los animales. Esos son más...
Mosca es un insecto.
No me gustan los insectos.
A nadie le gustan las moscas, porque
sí,
aparte vienen, hacen mucho ruido,
sí.
enfadan y luego infectan la comida, porque donde
sí,
se paran
no
dejan popó y se va a la basura.
Bueno, están en mi cuarto y estoy durmiendo y van... Me enojo, me voy encima de mi cuarto. Ay, no las quiero matar. Okay. Okay, y pues estoy diciendo que están como when ya te dejan dormir. Estás bien, estás feliz, puedes dormir.
Mhm.
Uh-huh. Esos moscas les dejan. Okay.
¿Qué es eso comparado con las personas? Pero no comparamos a las personas con moscas. Aclaramos eso. No comparamos a las personas con moscas. Sino es solamente una forma simbólica de es un ejemplo.
como hermano o hermana como la quieres tirar en la basura pero no la haces. Yo quiero tirar mía en la basura todos los días pero no puedo.
¿Y qué hacen las abejas, Zoe?
Te pican but hacen
miel.
Y esas son buenas cosas. Okay. Está buena para tu salud.
Te dejan algo bueno.
Uh-huh. Y como mi hermano está como abeja, me pica, pasa cosas buenas para mí. Yo no la quiero tirar a la basura todos los días.
Porque a veces nos dicen cosas nuestra familia que a veces no nos gusta escuchar, pero que sabemos que son las correctas y que nos van a mantener en el camino correcto, ¿right?
Sí, como quiero tirar a mis amigas todos los tiempos, pero no puedo.
Es como la historia que pasó con la reina Esther, que pues también no era así es tan rica, era un, no tenía papá ni mamá,
era pobre, era huérfana,
ajá, sí, todo eso pasó en el libro, pero se abrió una puerta para ella, que es que pudo conocer al rey y pues se convirtió en la reina Esther. Y pues así es como las personas, unas te dejan te dejan dañar en la vida, pero pues es parte del
crecimiento, ajá, del desarrollo, de tu propósito.
Sí, porque pues tal vez la persona que te dejó no era la más amable, no era la más, pues perfecta, no era tan perfecta, pero pues Dios te vio una puerta y pues o está abierta una puerta, que pues es que vas a conocer otra amiga mejor, o que sí te va a ayudar a crecer en Dios.
Exacto, alguien que te bendiga. Sí. No como una mosca que venga y se para en tu comida y la echa a perder y te moleste, sino alguien que te bendiga como una abejita que te va a dejar la miel. Alguien como el tío de Esther, Mardoqueo, que la llevó, la ayudó, la adoptó y después la anotó en el concurso del reino para que ella pudiera ser una reina, que tuviera la esperanza, y ella tenía el favor de Dios, ¿verdad? Todos les caían bien. ¿Cómo, qué sigue la historia? Cuéntanos.
Que para la reina Esther, que dice en la Biblia que la reina, que pues que ella que no le hacía caso al rey, la vieja reina, antes que
Basti.
No sé. Pero pues que no le hacía caso al rey, pues que todos conocieron eso, que no le hacía caso al rey, y pues la querían reemplazar con otra muchacha joven, más pues bonita. Y pues Esther era una de esas que de las muchachas que fue a conocer al rey, y desde el principio todos les caía bien la reina Esther, todos la querían, todos le hacía caso, porque pues tenía la bendición de Dios, que siempre estaba con ella, nunca la dejaba.
Oh. Y Harmon estaba la mala persona. Sabes, como en esos movies de princesas, como en una mala persona. Harmon está la mala persona.
El quiere evil matar. De la película.
Sí, queríamos matar a todos los Jews. ¿Qué piensas? Mm-hmm. Pues que él no le gustaba a los Jews.
Los judíos.
Uh-huh. Y Esther estaba uno de ellos. Y Esther y los Jews y los animales también no tomaron agua para tres días.
Ayunaron. ¿Mm? Ayunaron las personas, todos los judíos y también los animales ayunaron por 3 días.
Sí, esos pobres animales. ¿Qué hicieron ellos? Bueno, hicieron algo bueno.
¿Pero el ayuno sirvió o no?
Sí.
¿Qué pasó?
Al final,
la mataron.
Ajá, al Harmon, el que era el malo.
El malo de la película.
Ajá. Los judíos mataron 300 personas.
Men.
Ajá, men. Hombres que pues estaban odiando en ellos, y pues al final ellos fueron los que ganaron. Y Harmon pues cayó por sus malas cosas, que no era de Dios.
Pero entonces el propósito de Dios sí se cumplió en la reina Esther. ¿Cuál era el propósito de la reina Esther?
Estaba para salvar todos los Jews.
¿Los judíos?
Los judíos. Because, pues, como las odia y quería matarlos y quería matar todos, no just uno.
¿Ella entró a ver al rey con permiso o sin permiso?
No.
Sin permiso.
Se arriesgó. Mm-hmm. Arriesgó su vida.
Y no iban a enojar.
¿Y qué le pasó?
Just nada. Just dició en rey que dició, oh, ¿qué quieres? ¿Qué quieres? ¿Cómo? ¿Qué quieres? ¿Puedo
Estaba prohibido entrar a ver al rey sin permiso. ¿Qué pasaba? Los mataban.
Sí, la ponía en la, como, ahí va una cosa. Y ahí va una como cosa
los ahorcaban.
Ajá, sí, los ahorcaban.
En el as, sí. Como hacía un roca o algo y ahí se fueron arriba.
Pero eso no le pasó a la reina. Sí.
Ella estaba todo bien, no iban a enojar a la reina.
Pero por eso ellos estaban ayunando, porque querían que Dios estuviera con ellos.
Y después de todo, tenían una... Wait, we didn't say this in English. And Harman got killed. He was on the pole. He got strangled, basically. And basically, at the end, the Jews won. They killed over 300 men. And basically, they had a festival to celebrate. And I think it was their annual.
Yeah,
it was their annual festival.
Era un festival anual que hacían cada año.
Sí, ya después que los judíos mataron hasta más de 300 personas.
This festival of Purim, whenever Christ to be celebrated among the Jews, nor would the memory of what happened ever die out among their dead. It says, couldn't.
Can you read that?
Oh my God, now I lost it. Oh my God.
What?
Okay, now we need help. Descendants?
Descendants.
Big brain right here. This is why you need a Katie. Oh my God, yes, put the celebration. Celebration for Katie, big brain. Anyways, that was their festival. They had a festival about it, and the Jews were able to kill whoever was against them. Like whoever, seriously, they could kill
que
anyone.
Dios siempre protegió a su pueblo.
Yeah.
Sí.
So basically, the Jews won the war. They won everything. Basically, won.
Los judíos ganaron. Dios usó una niña huérfana, pobre, para salvar a su pueblo
seriously,
judío.
Imagínense
nada más.
Entire country right there. That's big.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Save a whole entire kingdom of Jews. Oh, just imagine. Just imagine this in your brain. Imagine you're an orphan. You got adopted by your uncle. Then you got to a queen.
That's a big step right there.
Super
big.
And it
huge.
Shows that God never leaves you for anything.
Uh-huh.
He's always by your side.
Just look. She was an orphan. Her mom died. Adopted by her uncle. And then next, she's a queen, saving the whole entire kingdom by Jews.
Mm-hmm.
That's huge. Just saying it out loud and thinking it and imagining it. I could never do something like that. I would not be brave enough to do that.
¿Les gustó la historia de la reina Esther?
I love this.
Zoe, ¿a ti te gustó la historia de la reina Esther?
Yeah.
¿Qué aprendieron de ella? ¿Qué aprendieron de esa historia?
That pues aprendimos que Dios nunca los deja, que siempre va a estar a nuestro lado y pues con Dios podemos lograr cosas grandes.
Lo que sea, lo que sea. ¿Tú qué aprendiste hoy?
I learned that whatever happens in life, that...
Habla español si puedes.
Ah, okay. Que pasa en vida, que nunca necesito parar, que estoy siendo para una persona. Or para una cosa, even if está la mala cosa, even if estaba mala cosa, yo nunca voy a parar de creyendo en Jesús y creyendo en su palabra o dejándola. Pues mira que yo estaba un órfana con ya su papá estaba como su tío.
Su tío adoptó a la reina Esther, que primero era una órfana, era pobre, y después la adoptaron su tío y después agarró a ser reina. Eso es un gran
después
paso.
Era rica.
Sí,
y después
la rica.
Era la first
pobre.
Lady, the
yeah.
first lady.
No, yeah, like the first lady.
Mm-hmm.
The first lady is awesome.
The queen,
queen. First lady, if you ever see this, I would be so proud because we both would because that would be awesome. Like, who, like, the first lady, you're really cool.
Mm-hmm.
And second of all, I just want to say that I have a surprise. I don't know if you'll like it or not at the end of this, but I'm pretty sure you will. I think Katie already knows what this is.
Ustedes piensan que todos los adolescentes, los jovencitos, tienen un propósito.
Aunque no
tengan dinero,
yeah,
aunque no tengan
before.
Ahora lo que quieren, lo pueden alcanzar con Dios en su vida.
Sí.
And if you have any questions, like separate questions about your own life or you want... So I wanted to talk about this with my mom first, but I think she would like this anyway. We were doing this a while ago too. So I was thinking that if you ever have any problems like this, you could send us a Gmail at graceradiolife@gmail.com, and you could send us, you can tell us what your problem is, and we could make a Zoom meeting, a Google Meet, and I could add Katie, I could even add her mom if she wants to help in. I can, my mom will obviously be there, and we'll be there too. And maybe we even can meet in person. Well, not you, but like me, Katie, and my mom can all meet in person, and we could do the Google Meet all together. And we could do this, and if you wanted to, we also could post it on this like we're doing. We can like call, we could do it live to share your story out to the world. And we can help you. We'll help you find a way. We'll help you understand how life is. We'll help you get closer to God. And it would be nice.
It would be nice.
It would be nice. I feel like you would feel better telling someone that you trust. And you can trust us.
Like just getting it out and just telling someone.
If somebody has like a need or
some problem.
Teenagers feel like they don't have any hope in the world. Like they don't feel loved. They feel like nobody cares about them. God does.
He cares about
everybody.
Don't ever give up.
We can pray for them. We can pray for them.
And you can just send us a Gmail. We'll make a Google Meet, a Zoom meeting, whatever you want. For you could get in contact with us and we could help you and talk to you about your problem. And you can trust us. If you want us to keep this secret, we won't tell anyone. Like, we wouldn't even tell anyone in the first place unless we had your permission to, like, go live or something. We would obviously ask you first to whatever makes you comfortable. And I just really want people to share more. And if you also have any questions, I'll try to ask my mom if we could do a separate video. Not after this one, but maybe like a few days later, maybe next week, we could do a video just about questions that you guys have. And you guys just can tell us your questions. We'll help you. You can even talk to us right there if you want to keep contact with us through here. You can tell us that. My mom's looking at the comments and everything to make sure that everyone's okay if you guys have any questions. And she really won't mind that,
any prayer
that you guys need help.
Request.
Or yeah, if you guys need a like Zoom call or something, that you guys need help. None of us would mind. We love helping people. Yeah, we would maybe be shy. And yeah, of course we will, because like I'm shy talking to people I don't know, but I still would love to help because it makes me feel good helping people. And you could trust me, Katie, my mom, her
okay,
mom.
Okay, the whole team of Grace Radio Live. We have adults here. We have men. We have women.
Mm-hmm.
The whole team will be willing to pray and help people out.
And I think this is the end of our podcast for today. So I'll let my mom continue and then we'll give our big surprise.
Something that you want to add?
Oh, yeah.
Before we say bye or something?
This is me right now. Okay. Why did the chicken cross the road?
I don't know. Why did it cross the road?
Because he wanted to go to the other side. I know. It's so funny. I know.
Super
it's funny. So funny. It's so funny. I know, right? It's totally not a dad joke.
Totally.
It's totally.
Just, it's like totally. The best joke ever.
Yeah. Thank
yeah.
you for listening.
Yeah.
Okay, guys. We don't like to say goodbye, but it's time to say goodbye. Katie, do you want to say something? Nope.
Okay. I was just sad that we have to go.
Yeah, we have to go. Sadly, we have to go. But we will come back. We will be here once a week. We have not decided what day from next week, because we are going to be a little busy on Wednesday, next Wednesday, but we are going to have this podcast once a week next week. Then we are going to pick like a day, a specific day to be here with you guys. God bless you. Thank you for listening to this podcast. And we are going to say goodbye. Like this.
Thank you for listening and watching to our podcast, KZ Teens in Action. We'll see you next time.
Oh, yeah. This is Katie.
And this is Elise.
We're both besties.
Wonderful. Thank you, guys. Thank you for listening to this podcast. Thank you for watching this
Bye.
Live.
Bye.
We'll be here
Bye.
Next week. God
Love
bless
you,
you.
Take care, guys.
Yep.
God bless you.
God bless you.